Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program. The teacher with me, Ata, the host of this program. I have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Mahdi. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sayyid Mahdi, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
All right, in this episode of the program, the teacher, inshallah, will continue our discussion regarding the concept of ma'rifat al-nafs or self-knowledge. In our two previous episodes, we talked about some preliminary guidelines or introductions to ma'rifat al-nafs, how to gain ma'rifat al-nafs. And in this episode, inshallah, we want to get into more practical aspects of ma'rifat al-nafs. Sheikh Rouhani, in today's world and the modern world, especially with the spread of the social media on different channels, TV channels, you know, different social media, the people are after the meaning of life, and different schools of thoughts have their own introductions to the meaning of life. They also talk about ma'rifat al-nafs. We help you to know yourself, or we help you to find prosperity in your life. So many people fall into a trap of such NRMs, new spiritual movements, new religious movements, okay? And they cannot distinguish which one is authentic, which one is not. As a Muslim, can you give us some practical guidelines in order to find true, real, it's better to say, meaning of life through ma'rifat al-nafs or through self-knowledge and self-recognition, Shaykh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When it comes to the meaning of life, first of all, we should elaborate on the term meaning here, that what exactly we mean by meaning. Mm-hmm. You know, when we say it's the meaning of life, what does it mean?
Yes.
When we talk about this, there are different views in this regard. Some of the philosophers and thinkers are of the view that when we say meaning of life, we mean the purpose of life, the objective of life.
Okay.
But some others are of the view that when we talk of the meaning of life, we mean the function of life. What is the function of life?
Good.
But anyhow, when you understand the objective of life, automatically you would understand the function of life as well. So that's why the priority must go to the objective of life or the purpose of life. And also when we talk of life here, we do not mean the biological life. Rather, we mean here the, let's say, how to live, the howness or whatness of life here.
Good.
So that is why by life here, we mean the practical life, how to live.
Very good.
Is the meaning of life here, the meaning of life here.
Yes.
And also by the
meaning of the meaning of life.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly. And by the meaning here, we mostly mean the objective and the purpose of life.
Okay.
When it comes to the purpose of life, the question is that so we might have different kind of purposes in our life.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
But the question is that what is the most important, the most significant, the most essential purpose of life?
Okay.
That is the very important question.
Some people might say it's just benefiting, gaining money or something, being happy in this world.
Yeah. What is the ultimate objective of life? What is the last thing or the ultimate thing that we have to achieve in this life?
So sorry, Sheikh, when you say life here, it does not mean life in this world, isn't it? According to Islamic point of view, it means life in this world and the hereafter.
As well as the hereafter as well.
Okay, but of course,
since now we are talking about this world, focus on this material and physical life.
All right.
So, a quote from the Islamic perspective, the ultimate purpose of life or the final objective of life can be many things, like sa'ada, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Sa'ada is the very common kind of objective that everybody might seek in their lives. If you go, for example, across the globe, ask everybody from China to the US, from Africa to Australia, Asia, wherever you ask the people that, what are you going to achieve? They would absolutely tell you that this is sa'ada, the happiness.
Very good.
Happiness or prosperity is the thing that we all try to achieve. It makes no difference whether you're Hindu, atheist, Muslim, secular, I don't know, religious, whatever you are, you will seek sa'ada and happiness.
Okay.
Now, the question is that what is sa'ada?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do not understand what sa'ada is, again, we make mistake.
That's right.
Okay. Because of this, we should look at the different religions, for example, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and many other religions. And also the different schools of thought,
That's right.
Different philosophical schools, psychological schools, all of them define sa'ada.
Yes.
Okay, that this is sa'ada, for example. But we as Muslims, we should evaluate all these definitions.
Yes.
And then finally, after assessing all these definitions, see what does Quran, what do the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam introduce sa'ada.
Very good.
Okay. So this here, we will find this link, crucial link, between what? Between the real sa'ada and ma'rifatun nafs.
Very good.
Because if you don't know yourself, you do not know your sa'ada.
Yes.
Sa'ada is something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So what you are.
It's like a purposeless, exactly, purposeless man, exactly. A person who...
If you do not know what you are, then of course you absolutely cannot define any sa'ada for yourself.
That's right.
Yeah? Okay. So that is why ma'rifatun nafs is really significant.
Mm-hmm.
That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that man arafa nafsah faqad arafa rabbah.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Because from our religious perspective, the final sa'ada, the true sa'ada is what? Is closeness and taqarrub ila Allah ta'ala.
That's right. Okay.
This is the definition of Islam.
Right. Okay.
That you, inshallah, will further speak about.
Inshallah. But Sayyid Mahdi, people get used to wrong type of sa'ada. I mean, I think the concept of sa'ada is very much replaced with the type of cozy, comfortable, luxurious lifestyle nowadays. So when the people find serenity and tranquility in your life, psychologically speaking, they mistake it with, we can say, the concept of sa'ada. Am I right?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So one of the ways to go about this is to go and, you know, research to a certain superficial level, at least some of the various different religions or these new religious movements or this kind of neo-spiritual wave, you know, that is pretty popular at a superficial level. Because if you start to go too in-depth into many of these, it'll take a lot of a person's time. Sheikh and I will agree that we'll give you a shortcut, and that is this pure Muhammadan Islam, the Islam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And yes, do take time to research and go into the depths of this religion, because it will give you very profound answers regarding happiness and sa'ada and prosperity. It will show you the various different realities, not only just of this world, but of the world beyond, the afterlife. And it is a very profound religion indeed.
That's right.
And it covers many, if not all, of the aspects that a human being is searching for.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one good shortcut, at least there. When we're talking about mixing up fake happiness with true happiness, of course, it goes back to, you know, what Sheikh was saying, that you have to have a correct definition of happiness, of sa'ada, of prosperity. In the Western materialist, consumerist, or even in the communist systems, you know, prosperity is said to be having a lot of wealth, or the equal distribution of wealth, or, you know, the fact that everybody has a piece of bread. This is considered to be prosperity. This is just one side of the coin, right? Islam, the pure Muhammadan Islam, the Islam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, of course, emphasizes that, yes, that one piece of bread is important, but there's also an afterlife. There is
That's
a day
right.
of judgment. There
yes.
is a grave. There is a barzakh. There is this purgatory, if you will. There is this accounting of the sins and the good deeds of a human individual. And that is something that these systems don't take into consideration. So this definition of prosperity is important. This kind of temporary high that we get, that is, you know, we're calling happiness,
yes.
is kind of like the same thing that comes about via drugs or alcohol, you know. For a very short period of time, an individual feels happy. But if we go to these new religious movements or the prosperity or happiness, temporary happiness
yes.
that is created by these non-Islamic, non-Ahlul Bayt philosophies and religions, it is very temporary.
Through
and you
drugs,
will see that.
Through narcotics, through the council,
And even through these new religious movements, for
yes,
example,
yes. Okay.
right? I'm saying that these new religious movements are temporary narcotics that people are taking, and eventually
because
they wake
some,
up
some
from
of them,
it.
Some of them like Kabbalah or something like that, okay? Or for example, Osho or something like that in the Indian
sure.
Version, you know? they wanted to make people prosper through sexual, we can say, interest or narcotics or
right. So,
drink
and,
or something
and,
like
and
that.
And that's what it is, right? Is again...
catharsis or something like that.
And what's interesting is if this self-knowledge, you know, as we're saying, is so important, because once you start to understand the complete reality of yourself, of the human being, mm-hmm. of the soul and the body, then when you start to listen to different types of these philosophies, you'll start to see their flaws. So, for example, if it's just merely wealth, then many of the billionaires in the world are committing suicide. So clearly, wealth was not. For example, sexual desire or sexual pleasures. For how long? You know, go ask a 70, 80, 90-year-old man or woman.
Yes.
You know, is the main purpose of your life sexual desire? And they will, of course, they will say that no. You know, there is something more than sexual desire. So, again, when you know yourself and you know
right.
your purpose, you'll be able to see through
very
many
good.
Of these temporary happiness that are being
okay.
sold to people in the world.
One of the most outstanding books from the Islamic point of view was a book authored by the late Ayatollah Muhammad Taghi Misbah Yazdi. It has been translated into English language, Self-Recognition for Self-Improvement. This is a nice book based on the ayat of the Quran and the ahadith. It gives us a kind of good framework in order to get into self-knowledge and self-recognition.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Is this true that some people on purpose are after changing this type of self-knowledge? I mean, they want to give you a wrong picture about yourself so that they can deceive you, Sheikh. Is it true? On purpose. I mean, for example, there are some companies, some social media or something like that, they want to give you a kind of fake knowledge about yourself so that through that glasses on your eyes, you're going to know yourself. Is it true? And what would be the main purpose? I mean, is it satanic temptation or something? Are there any benefits in doing so?
Very important, very nice point you mentioned. Absolutely, that is true that sometimes people might deceive you,
mm-hmm.
Portraying something for you as important thing, while in reality they are not important, yeah? For example, look at these numberless advertisements on the TVs, ads, for example.
Yeah, commercials.
Commercials. Yeah, right. You see sometimes they show things really important, but you see that in the entire life, you may need that thing, for example, once or twice in the whole life.
Okay.
But they make it so important that the people spend lots of money to buy that thing for themselves. So this is, of course, deception. This is absolutely deception. And of course, we know that chronically talking, when Satan wanted to deceive Adam,
mm-hmm.
so he told Adam something that was not real, but he tried to deceive Adam alayhi salatu wassalam.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the job of Satan. Either Satan sometimes is in the form of jinn, but sometimes in the format of man.
Right.
Sometimes people are the soldiers and the soldiers of Satan's, and
all
they
right.
deceive the people. So that is why, of course,
it's possible your knowledge about yourself.
Yes.
I mean, get into the deep, deep layers of your thoughts, psychologically speaking, in order to change, we can say, your outlook, your perspective about lifestyle, about life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even among the religious people.
Yes, of course, as it was rightly mentioned by our brother Sayyid, that, for example, according to the communists and socialists,
yes.
They were of the view that three things are important. Clothing, for example, a shelter, a house, having food.
Mm-hmm.
So these three things are the basic needs and the most, let's say, important needs of mankind. If you just meet these needs, then of course you will have a very successful life, a very happy life, a very prosperous life. So when you introduce something as basic, as very fundamental needs of man, while in reality they are not, there
yes.
are more, let's say, important needs for mankind,
yes.
that you ignore them and you just attract the attentions of the people to these, let's say, superficial kind of needs. This is the way that of course the people in this world sometimes try to make use of the people for their own benefits and interests. Right. That's why they portray these sort of things as important things for the people to attract their attentions and just to make use for themselves.
Okay.
This way, the communist leaders ruled over the people. You see, by this way. That is why it
now
is
now
really,
the capital liberal.
Exactly, capitalism.
Well, that's
capitalism
right, and the capitalists
the
are
same
now.
Way, yeah?
Yes.
For example, if you look at their, let's say, mass media, you see that what are the things that they show to the people as the most important thing.
Yes.
But if you reflect on it, if you ponder on it deeply and comprehensively, yes. you will see if you have a critical kind of okay. approach towards these yes. kind of things, you will find that, of course, they might be important, but not that important that they emphasize. You know,
yeah.
they overemphasize on these kind of things.
They sell you fast. They want you to have fast food, and then exactly. they want you to have a plastic surgery
yeah.
and then get this pill and that pill in order to remove your fats. I mean, this is yeah. all interest for them.
Let me give you this example. For example, in the 20th century, we had many wars and battles in this world. Now it is revealed that behind and beyond this, let's say, surface of these battles and wars that we experienced in this century,
yeah.
it was some cartels or important factories of weaponries in the West. They spend money and they propagate it and they, let's say, provoke the people, motivated the people
That's
to
right.
get into these kind of wars and battles. For what? Because these wars were like exactly like a kind of exhibition
Very good.
For these companies.
All right.
They sold, let's say, their weaponries, their products
yeah.
by these wars and, let's say, battles.
Okay.
So finally, at the end of the day, what they achieved was what? Was the huge amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But numberless people have been killed, murdered brutally.
Yes.
So this is now is revealed that these factories were behind these kind of wars and battles, okay?
That's right.
So, and within, when we were at that time, for example, in those, when the people were engaged in these kind of wars and battles, they unfortunately didn't know
mm-hmm.
the reality behind these wars and battles. So that is why, unfortunately, these are the things that are happening around us.
That's right.
And sometimes we are not aware of that. And you rightly mentioned that sometimes, unfortunately, people be deceived by some other people, by satanic kind of desires or temptations.
That's right.
It is something that happened, yes.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani. And Said Mahdi, for a nice elaboration regarding self-knowledge. People, especially the parents, must take lots of care regarding the children, and especially nowadays, okay, through cell phones, through the social media. There are some people who, through satanic temptations, are trying to change your knowledge about yourself. And their target audience, I might be interested, we can say straight and directly say that explicitly, that there are the Muslim audience. I mean, the Muslim audience among the youth, the Shia ones, okay? They are the target audience of such people. They try to change your knowledge about yourself, about your identity. It is not even a religious identity. Your national identity is going to be changed by them, okay? So let's have a comfortable lifestyle. Let's leave religion. Let's leave your national interest or something like that and get into the hand, to our hands, our safe hands, fake hands. Okay, I want to finish today's episode with two ayahs from Surah Zariyat, ayahs 20 and 21, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the earth are the signs for those who have conviction. And again, in ayah 21, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and in your souls as well, will you not then perceive? So let's know the signs in ourselves. I mean, and let's conceive the signs in ourselves. What are the signs in ourselves? And let's have knowledge about them, not to be trapped easily, inshallah. Said Mahdi, thank you very much. And Sheikh Rouhani, thank you very much for your presence in the program, The Teacher. It was very kind of you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much to the listeners for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.irt. Another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.